Podtech Your Update, episode 45 for the week of January 15th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Puma Jive.
And I'm your co-host, Spellcheck.
And Podtacular is where we talk about all things Halo and Podtacular related. Just want to give you guys a quick rundown of how Podtacular works as far as the episodes, because we're a little weird in the way we do our episodes. When you first look at our feed, you're probably like, holy crap, they got a lot of content.
And lots of content.
Which we do, it's true. But the reason we do that is like, intentional. Podtacular is actually split up into three shows throughout the week, so you get to listen to what you'd like. The reason for this is because some people didn't like dealing with, you know, this show or that show or whatever, so we do that on purpose. This show is the update show, where we talk about the latest in the Halo and Podtacular communities, along with ideas for Halo 3, other games we play, and things like that. So we're pretty much...
In other words, we don't help you this game. This time is waste your time.
Yeah, if you're looking for help, this is not the episode to find it.
Nope.
That is actually...
Wait about 2 days, maybe.
Yeah, because that's actually the next show. The second show of the week is where we talk about is our tips show, and we have this every week where we talk about you know, tons of gameplay tips to help you level up and stay there. It kind of covers all levels of gameplay for the most part. You know, anywhere from kind of intermediate slash advanced to kind of noob stuff. So, which is good for, you know, for those of you that are just starting out in Halo 2 or just kind of want to get some tips on how to get, you know, past some of the earlier levels, or even some of the intermediate levels. So there's all kinds of good stuff there. So some of them are pretty advanced tips, too, which is
cool.
We're
doing this for you.
We are, for those of you that want that. And if you don't want that, that's cool, because you can listen to show 1, 3, or both. So the last show of the week is actually a Customs and Collins show, where Collins are voicemails, and that's what we cover. Custom games.
My personal favorite.
Yeah, and voicemails. So there's tons of cool voicemails, too, which is cool, people send in. We also talk about some cool stories from the game that people send in, and our own stories as well. So, yeah. So that's the format, just in case you guys don't know. That's why we have outrageous amounts of content. You know, it's almost like three separate podcasts, but that would be way too confusing if we had that. So, we keep it on one feed for simplicity's sake. So, we have some serious announcements going on here.
Big news. Huge news. I don't think there's really any easy way to say it, but see, these are my last three shows. I'm going to be leaving the show. This is not the end of Podtacular. No way at all. Not going to happen. This is just, I'm not going to be able to have time to do the show anymore. But I'm not going to just, you know, duck out and go bye bye. I'll stick around the forums, guys. If you catch me online, sweet, we'll hook up and play. I promise. It's not the end of Podtacular, though, okay? Do not get that in your mind.
Well, we'll miss you, man, totally. Because yeah. It's been, you know, Spellcheck's been with us a long time, done a lot of hard work, done, you know, just been cool guy, so, but we'll definitely, you know, check him out on the forums and stuff like that, so, right on, dude.
I'll still be here. I'm not going to be the powerhouse of activity I was. But, yeah, these are going to be my last three shows. And then I'll just be a little bit quieter. But you don't have to be quiet to me. But I will be shutting down the Podtacular Spellcheck email here probably about the end of the month. So if you're going to send anything to that email, then do it. Otherwise, you can reach me on my personal email, which really I was kind of... my personal email is spellcheck. Easy enough to figure out. It's just spellcheck@gmail.com. So if you want to send content over to there, then... If you're going to send stuff for the show, don't send to Podtacular Spellcheck. Send it over to FumoJive@gmail.com or Podtacular@gmail.com, because I'm not really going to be the guy that can get that. I can still send it over to him, but it's just going to be that email's not. I'm not going to check it anymore. Yeah. But anyways, Podtacular has clans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because I'm in one. I'm in Podtacular, too. If you want to be in one, you know, follow the link on Podtacular.com, you know, on the right side of the page, and post your gamer tag to get an invite. You know, no cheaters, D-rankers, racists, or people below level 15 in either big team battle or skirmish. No, you're still
or
kind
66.
Of upset from the and whoever was listening, they don't care. They're like, he's leaving. Well, hey, I know this is you are going to care about this. You know, if you're not someone who can meet those requirements, level 15 in the big team or anything, I've got the clan for you, my friends. Pod Rookies clan is open. It's a RVB Caboose. He's the overlord. If you don't meet the requirements, then they'll help you level up. So post on the website, even if you don't meet the requirements, and we'll help you get into that clan so we can, you know, invite you or something.
Yeah.
And also, let's see what else. Podtacular is looking for interviews with, like, pro gamers, you know, or Halo-related, you know, Bungie janitors, you know, stuff. You know, if they got the scoop on the game, you know, then they're worth talking to. You know, just send stuff like that over to podsecular@gmail.com.
Yep. And I got a few more announcements here. Looks like Painkiller05 is now our Podtacular All-Stars lead with G. Lewis on staff on that. They're going to be organizing a competitive team for client matches and matches with other podcasts, so we have kind of a more coherent team going on with that. It was a little, it wasn't real clear on how we had that set up before, so we're getting that going. Pod TV is also being worked on by Zanzis and Daniel. They're, yeah, I know, Pod TV, it's been going on forever, but they're working on it, they really are.
Since episode 8.
Yeah, really. But we also have custom Saturdays being worked up here. We got a few people you can send friends requests to get in on a Podtacular custom Saturday game. Obviously take place on Saturdays. We play the games we mentioned on the show, plus you can meet people from the show, which is kind of cool. Send a friend request to Salmonator, Juice57, or Shardy, S-H-A-R-D-Y. So that'll be in the show notes if you want spelling or whatever. So, that brings us to our segment where we talk about Halo 3. If I were a Halo 3, what would I be? So, let's get going on that. We got one from Hatboy88, who says, a return of the Halo 1 map Prisoner, since there have been no really good rocket maps, would be really cool. Also, trying to get 8 people on 2 Xboxes playing rockets on Prisoner, it's an absolute blast. He says, custom game options, unlimited grenades, indestructible vehicles, and multi-juggernaut would be super cool. Yeah, those are definitely good ideas. Not something that would add to the complexity, too, which is a good thing. So, but definitely, I think that would be cool to have an option for indestructible vehicles. Let's see. The battle rifle with 3-round burst when not scoped, and single shot when scoped. It's an interesting idea to kind of even it out a little bit. Turn it into kind of a sniper. But then again, I don't know. That's not very realistic, you know. Mm. Who knows? Maybe have it give more of a recoil to give it a more, a less of an advantage than when you're scoped in or something like that. Anyway, return of the Halo 1 pistol or 2.
No!
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I hated that thing with a passion. I could not use that thing. I wasn't like the pro with that sucker. I had to use the flippin' assault rifle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was good with that. Which means I got owned, and I was the flag guy. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, but the Halo 1 pistol is pretty much the BR now. So you know, just get used to it. Or it says there are 2 human pistols. Have one that's like the Halo 2 pistol, can be dual wielded and is kind of weak, and have a second one called the Magnum that can be dual wielded, is more powerful with scope, but not as strong as the Halo 1 pistol. I think that's just getting a little complicated.
I think we need a 6-shooter revolver.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. I mean, how random would that be? You know, like, well, I have a revolver. Sweet.
Or like a little like tiny gun that just carries like 1 bullet or something. Okay, that'd be
no,
stupid.
No, not like the golden gun on Bond or anything. But I mean, like, you know, like the like a 6-shooter. You're like, you could do like you could go to lockout and go. You could have duels like 1, 2, 3, draw!
Exactly.
Ow! How cool would that
be? Dude, you make my day gun. It'd be sweet. Tell you what we need is we need a BFG, man. That's all we need is a BFG, and we're all set.
Oh, that's the Doom gun.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Big and Friendly Duke Giant Nukem. From...
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's it. Big Friendly Giant. He was saying the quad bike thing, the ATV, which I think, you know what I think on that? I think they actually took that out because it just wasn't that fun. Maybe I'm wrong, but I get the idea that that's probably why they took it out. But
I don't think it was I don't think it was going to be anything other than just another vehicle that was exactly like the Ghost.
That's the thing, yeah. You know, except the human version.
They didn't want
a weird.
They didn't want a copy of the Ghost. Like if you drive the Spectre and you drive the Warthog, they're two different vehicles.
Yeah.
I think the reason they took out the quad bike was it was exactly like the Ghost.
And besides, having a quad bike that has a gun on it just seems a little weird, you know? I think
it'd have to be just a bike. Like, just, you know,
you can't fire, or like, you can... Or maybe
you can't fire, you can't do anything.
You know, hold one gun while you got one hand on the grip or something. I don't know. Whatever.
I'd like to see a human, you know, counteracting to the Ghost, but if it's going to be the same thing... leave it out.
Yeah, something good, something plausible. I'm sure, you know,
something original,
people, obviously, so we'll see. Flamethrower, he says a lot of people disagree with that. They think it was lame.
It was pretty lame, but, you know, at least put it in there. Give us the option.
Yeah, what the heck, you know? Also, no host advantage. Hey.
Yeah, right.
That would be cool, like, but who knows what... I don't know. Maybe they can figure out some way to do that. You know, they're masters, they're engineers, they know what they're doing. 64 players. Okay, why don't you just say, like, 5 million players?
Okay, we want every person on planet Earth in the same game.
Yeah. A planet-side game of Halo 2, man. That'd be sweet.
The server has to be a supercomputer at MIT.
Yeah. You have to, like, you know, connect, like, 6 Xboxes together with all the processing power. Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, this is my response to the 64 players, and okay, then who's going to pay for those servers then, huh? Because I don't think game sales are going to cut it for more than a month.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, Call of Duty 2, I think they have, on PC, they have dedicated servers from the manufacturer, which is why they can do, like, huge amounts of players with no lag. But I don't think that's feasible in a game that has such penetration as Halo 2.
If they had, like, a program you could download, you know, or you could, like, buy another Xbox 360 and run a dedicated server on that, then that'd be fine. But you can't.
Yeah.
That's why Halo 2 runs off other people's Xboxes, and that's why it can be laggy or dumb.
Yeah.
Because there is no servers. There's always, like, a server to connect everyone to, but there's not, like, you're running your game off of another server, which is like everything else is.
Right, so maybe they'll figure out a way to do it, but I mean, like, other games have had the option of, like, hosting a game without playing in it to make it less laggy, but I don't think that would be a good idea either, so who knows, maybe they'll figure something out. Also, live co-op, of course, everybody wants that.
Everyone seems to be really big on that.
That would be way cool. I like
co-op. Because everyone thought they could do it until they actually tried, and they're like, darn!
That'd be sweet to play co-op with, like, a squad, and it gets actually variable difficulty based on how many people you have. That would be badass. That'd be so cool. You get a whole bunch of people in there playing co-op and it's still difficult. That'd be gnarly. So, live co-op, carryable turrets, of course, that have to be deployed and used. You know, we've talked about that one before. It's definitely a good idea. All of the Halo 2 maps and, oh, some Halo 1 maps like Chiron, TL-34, Chill Out, and Derelict. Yeah, it's the first time people have called for those maps back.
I liked those, but I wouldn't call them. I wouldn't at least request them for. I remember hearing something like they had like a poll where, you know, they're saying which map should they bring back as part as you know, to Halo 2. I remember there's a poll somewhere, and I thought it was on the Bungie website or HBO or something.
Yeah,
those are like the biggest losers. Nobody wanted those maps.
Yeah,
and I was really surprised to see Wizard brought back as. What's it called now?
Warlock.
Yeah. That's it. I was like so surprised that they would bring that back because everyone, like, hey everybody, do you ever play some Halo 1? Yeah, let's play Sidewinder. No, I'm burned out. It's like, let's play Black Ops. Let's play Wizard.
Yeah, right.
But the room would like get silent. You go, why are we playing Wizard? It's the worst map. I think the reason it's so bad is because it was a really bright room.
Yeah, that's true.
But so.
That's true.
I think they made it a lot better, and makes actually if Warlock was in Halo 1, I think people actually would have played it. So
yeah, this is interesting.
It had a little bit of novelty because it was a download map too. So
yeah. This is interesting though. He's got one a remake of the boarding action map, except have it with two ships that have collided, a human and a Covenant ship, with parts of the superstructure jutting across, minimal gravity going on there as well. That's a cool idea. I think.
I think there should be a level like just much like the one outside where it's on the Cairo Station level, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you got to go outside and you got to cross ships.
Yeah. Yeah.
A level like that, that'd be kind of swift.
That would definitely have like some kind of variation in gravity, because one thing that bothered me between Earth and any of the other places that you're at, whether it be a spaceship or whether it be Halo or whether it be a Covenant.
Gravity,
yeah,
always.
The gravity's exactly the same. Come on, you know, various sizes on different things, you know, whatever.
Well, oh, even better. Like, you know, that the one outside. I captured the flag game in low grav.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Like, those two buildings, like the one where you come out of and the one you go into, mm-hmm. those are bases.
Hmm. There you go.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. That's all I'm saying.
It's definitely a good idea.
Yeah? Huh? Frankie, are you there? Huh? Are you listening? Because that'd be good. You know, whisper out to everyone else. Mirage Colloid says, you know, hey, he's been hearing that Master Chief's going to get a jump jetpack. Arbiter, set of armor. I really don't want it to be like, well, one side where pick your side. Each side has an advantage. I want it to be equal.
Jump jetpack would, unless everybody has access to it, I think would just get really, you know, start to complicate things a little too much, possibly. But who knows? Maybe it'll work. The thing is, then it turns into tribes, you know, where everybody's like, everybody has a jetpack and everybody can go flush. I kind of got sick of after a while.
But that's what
yeah.
That
but
game
then
was
again,
about.
I'd rather have you know. I liked all the other parts of it. You know, I liked having to where you had you had the different kinds of armor. You had like things like turrets you could set up that had motion detectors. You know, all kinds of stuff like that. Defensive things you could set up and whatever. But in any case, I think the jetpack would get a little crazy. So that would just be yeah. That would turn into what the game is all about: is jumping around and flying up in the air all the time and. Which it's totally not about now, and it wasn't on the first one either. Anyway, go ahead.
That'd be nice. See, Olive Skate, he says, in Halo 3 there should be some more snow levels, like in campaign, because there was quite a bit of there was a lot of snow levels in campaign.
Yeah, in Halo 1 there was some good ones.
Forgot how many. There was like 8. Levels with lots of water, little island in between, you know, new vehicles, you know, that can hold like a multi-person flying
Definitely.
Vehicle, that'd be nice, is what he says. You know, a hover boat or a boat that can, you know, with like more than one person,
yeah,
you know.
About that.
And how about some of those warthogs we were supposed to get? I guess that deployment never, you know, made it here. I guess the Echo 419 got
lost. Echo 419! She's gone.
All right, so yeah, and Maximus TS, he has some more stuff for us.
If I were Halo 3, I would look like Christmas morning with the ability to beat down all that crosses my path.
Wow.
Seriously, though, he thinks that Halo should have more severe penalties for people who quit in the middle of a game because they think their people are cheating only because their competition
oh,
is
yeah.
good, you know? Like, cheater, I got sniped from across the level. Then he's good.
Yeah, really.
Like, then he's up on a rock where he can barely shoot you, and he gotcha. Give him.
Yep. No doubt.
Go, dang, he's good. You shouldn't go. Oh, he's cheating. He shot through a rock.
He shot from a rock. Stop complaining.
Yeah. Really.
You know, more better penalties for you know, suicide or team killer. Which I think the game was actually pretty good at determining whether or not you actually did kill a teammate. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job on that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be better.
Because everyone's like, dude, what'd you kill me for? And I'm like, dude, I threw a grenade at the enemy, and I think if you hurt the enemy, then it doesn't count it, or if the enemy had been shooting at him, it doesn't hurt him, or, I mean, it doesn't charge it to you. So I think the game's pretty good about that, but as far as, like, the people that are just going back and, like, you know, just chucking grenades at their whole entire team, I think, yeah... I just don't know if what you could do to that. It's just I think that would work, he says, is to lessen the suicides and team killers to ban anyone who goes over 10 suicides and 10 team kills in a game. Yeah, I think that's pretty much when it goes out of hand. If you get more than 10 of those, then I think you are doing it on purpose.
That's the thing is, like, when people are there has to be some kind of threshold, but when the game can figure out that people are killing themselves on purpose and try to de-level or something like that, then you should get the same option as you do when you get team killed. You should be able to boot them.
I think if a person kills themselves 3 times within a minute, the team should have the option to kill them to boot them off.
Yeah,
and then have and then have those 3 kills erased from the score.
Yeah,
you know. Because if someone's just killing themselves, like, you know, but he says, you know, if they have the second time, permanent ban. that's a little. I think it should be like, you know, like the Department of Motor Vehicles. If you fail your test once, you can come back the next day. Fail it twice, you can come back next week. Fail it three times, you can come back in a month. Yeah. For 3 months. You know,
sounds like
Well, I failed my driver's license test. But for the permit. For the license, it's 1 week, then 2 weeks, and then 3 months. So I think it should escalate like that. Like, if it happens once, you can come back next day. If it happens twice, you have to come back next week. Three times, 3 months.
So you failed it three times?
Well, no, I just had to read that book. Give me some pass. Oh, missed okay. two questions or something. Okay. But I think the permanently banning, I think that's a little bit too far. even for cheaters on Xbox Live right now, I just think you should get a really long ban.
Yeah.
You know, because here's people that, like, even if you went over to your friend's house and you logged in on his and he had stuff, that is putting a lot of stuff on you. So I think that, I don't know, that's my opinion on the permanently ban. I think it should just be more of like a 6-month ban. You know, that's long enough to, you know, prove their point.
Yeah.
And every time you log on, it says you have 6 days, you have 5 months, 6 days, 12 hours, and 13 seconds until you can play this. And, like, you know, okay. Like, you know, like, the countdown to a game start, you start pushing A, and it goes boop, but it just beeps every second, and you can't start it for, like, another, like, five months.
Oh, man, that'd be tough.
But wouldn't that be better,
but
though?
But it should be, yeah, totally.
I think that should be some kind of deterrent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he said cheating and bringing others down has gotten to a ridiculous point in line, and, you know, the updates can go. I think that they should require, like it says, we have noticed that this map is not. I think it should tell you don't have a map, too.
I'm sure that will be fixed. That almost goes without saying that, like.
God, because how many times have you gotten to a custom game and they don't have it?
Yeah, especially lately with the 360s, man. You failed to look. Who doesn't have Wait a minute. Coagulation comes on the disc. Everybody has coagulation. What the heck's going on here? But it should definitely tell you who failed to load the map.
I think it should run a check every time you sign on. It runs a check to make sure that you have this. And it does not give you the option. You know, like, you must get this update. Mm-hmm. I think maps you should be given the option to. But, like, it won't let you in the game unless you have that map.
Well, I think it did that on the after the new maps came out to where you couldn't get onto matchmaking without it.
Yeah, you can't even get the new maps without the 1.1.
Yeah.
So. He also believes that a lot of unwanted Halo 2 or Halo 3 players, you know, that ruin the experience for everyone, you know, could just be more careful and finally abide by the rules in the game, make it Halo. Yeah. His other concern is swearing, racial comments, you know, and a lot with the Xbox Live new system, you know, how you can rate people. I think that's going to be a lot smaller problem.
Definitely.
And if you're having problems with people, then you just change your zone to, like, family.
Yeah, really. But, you know, a lot of people are just going in there to just, like,
everyone's going to go to Underground.
I'm sure less.
Underground's a cool name.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to Hardcore because they're hardcore gamers, quote-unquote.
I'm definitely Recreation kind of, you know. It's like, I play to win. Yeah, I definitely play to win. But ultimately, when the game's over, it's how much fun I have was determined on the game itself, not whether I won or not. You know, so, but that's just
me. Oh, yeah, I'll get really intense, but I'm not gonna go like, oh gosh, I have to win this, because I need you to rank up to level 31. Okay, that that ranking is a reflection on how good you are.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to make it anything better than you can. It's trying to pitch you with people so you can have your optimum, you know, challenge, not so you can just show off how great you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone loses sight of that. So we try to protect the younger crowd on Xbox Live from all these negative things, but it's them who cause the problem.
It seems they're the ones who cause the problems, the ones we're trying to protect. You know, isn't that ironic? Is like the kids we're trying to prevent the kids from being exposed to all these messed up people being racist and outrageously rude and stuff like that. But they're, you know, a lot of times it's those kids themselves are the ones that are doing that.
He said, let's see little Johnny try to explain to his daddy or mommy why his account got banned and why he needs another $50 so he can continue his obnoxious rants against people that he doesn't like. I was going to say a certain color of people, but that'd be mean. Because I love black people. Yeah. No, seriously, they're cool. They give the best high fives. I'm not kidding.
Best high fives, nice. Well, Shodan1028 writes in, he says, for Halo 3, if we had a weapon that doesn't have a scope, instead of letting us use binoculars, let us sight it on the weapon like we can do in Call of Duty 2. Not only would it look cool, but it would be that much easier to aim pistols and SMGs and shotguns. Plus, nobody uses the binoculars. They're gay, he says. Gay. Multiplayable hell jumper. Female Marine Majolner armored person would definitely be cool. Any kind of different. I mean, give us, you know, a little bit of variety on the avatars and such. The different characters we can choose would be definitely nice, because pretty much everybody uses the Master Chief now, and I think a lot of people don't notice it because, you know, it's basically like you could have multiple people that have the same armor but are painted differently and such. So yeah, it seems like different characters. But for me, I start to having, you know, playing other games a little bit and then looking back, it's like, hey, we all have the same same geometry here. It'd be kind of cool if there was some variety.
It's
in that.
Like 1984. I am not a number. I am a free man. Exactly. I think I said that last week too.
It's like 1984. That's a very good comparison, spell check. Nice, dude. Yeah, social commentary.
20 years ago.
There was
20 years ago, and then 20 years later, it's still going on. November 9th. Terrible day in history.
Big Brother is watching you.
The Arbiter is watching you, you mean?
Yeah, the Arbiter, yeah. Nice.
Vote for number 4.
So he said also slightly more icon. I guess he's talking about more changeability. I don't know. Like the icon being able to spread out more or something like that. Something to differentiate. That's what I'm trying to say.
If you could use your, what's it called? The gamer card picture?
Yeah. That'd be nice. That would be
Because then
cool.
You have a lot more original pic. Well, I don't know. Wait, never mind.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you still.
There's only like 50 of them right now in there.
Yeah, maybe if this is the other way around, you could choose a preset number from within Halo 2, or you could do this, or Halo 3, or you could do a similar thing where you create one, but then you could set your gamertag picture to the one you have in Halo 3.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, because I really like the system they have now, where they have the colors and shapes, where you can actually create like all these crazy stuff. So, it'd be kind of cool. Okay, so let's see. We also have a map in Zero-G or Moon Gravity, which we talked about. Definitely a good idea. Possibly. I don't know. It might complicate things. But in any case, the ability to bolster dual-wielding weapons. Saying, come on, let's face it, it gets old when you have two SMGs and you want to keep, but have to take somebody out with a BR and then lose your SMG. So, I guess that makes sense. Basically saying, you know, to put a dual weapon like in your holster or something. That's what he said, not bolster, holster. What is bolster? I don't even know, man.
Don't put that in your bolster, you'll lose it.
Yeah, definitely steer clear of the bolster. Could cause problems, like medical problems. So watch out for that. So, but anyway.
It could lead to an untimely death.
So holster your dual-wielding weapons. Yeah, that's definitely pretty cool. Also, be able to drop weapons without having to pick another one up, I think would be
that'd
cool.
That'd be nice.
As long as you have one weapon at a time. You know?
No, I think it'd be cool to drop everything entirely.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of cool. I mean, what's wrong with it, you know? You're going to have a major disadvantage. It would be kind of cool for...
Well, or just do, like, Counter-Strike and, you know, have a knife that you have to have always and forever.
Yeah,
you always have the knife, you know, so you have something.
It's like that pureponage.com where they have this one video where there's this FPS guy who and he's, like, talking to his friend, and he's like, hey, man, want to go for a run? And he's got, like, a butcher knife in his hand. He's like, what's with the knife? He's like, everybody runs faster with a knife. You know that.
Yes. Oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. If someone was chasing me with a knife, I'd run faster.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. But in any case, why not? You know, why not just let everybody drop guns? At least at least one of your guns so that you could go pick up another one without having to run over another... Or, so you can get rid of a gun. You know why? So you can drop a gun and give it to one of your teammates.
without having to pick up another
gun.
Oh,
dang it. I know that we're going to get an email. Someone's typing the email right now. But you can drop a gun. If you're dual wielding, if you press Y, you'll drop your gun. You hold it with your left hand. Yeah, we get it, okay? We mean, like, weapons.
Wow.
You can press X to pick up a different... You can press X to pick up an SMG. We get it. We're talking about the difference.
You're able to drop... When you have two... Single-wielding guns can be able to drop one of them, like, for instance, a sniper rifle, given to a teammate without having to run over another gun. Anyway.
That's right. You better close Outlook right now. Close it! Close it!
All
right. Good boy.
Good.
In fact, someone had Outlook open when they're listening to this. Oh, my God.
No!
They're telling me to. I better do it.
We're psychic.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Spell check.
So, anyway, the Warthog with four seats in the back. Definitely. You know, we've talked about that before, and that almost goes without saying, in my opinion, is that we definitely need more options for troop transport that has, like, you know, a lot of seats. I think that would be way cool. And, you know, I remember the on the concepts they had them, but anyway, we've talked about that before. Definitely, my biggest wish list is a multi-troop transport that can carry a lot of people, you know, that's balanced. The ATV, yeah, we talked about that. Let us fly the Pelican already. Come on.
Technically, modders have been flying the Pelican for years. I'll send you the video. Actually, you know what? I'll go one step further. I'll put the video on the site.
That'd be cool.
I better, you know, make it to do
this. Yeah, saying base rushes would never be the same, no doubt. You know, maybe that's what they were trying to do is,
Yes.
You got it?
Pelican.
All right, okay. Cool.
Won't forget now, it's on my hand.
Well, anyway, so they're saying base rushes will never be the same, and that's why Bungie didn't do something like this, was because it just totally changed the feel of the game into, you know, a giant rush of everybody all at once.
They're so smart.
Maybe, you know, maybe they got a point there with that, but I still think it would be way cool to be able to have a balanced way of taking a huge group of people in there. So.
Well, or at least I think we should be able to fly it in single player. I don't necessarily think we need to have it for multiplayer, but at least single player, you know, at least show us
good
that we
point,
can.
Definitely. Let's see here. Change the melee button on the sword to a block button. Be kind of interesting. The sword matches are more hinged on skill than who has a better connection. It's kind of a good idea to be able to block a sword. A battle rifle with a grenade launcher instead of a scope. Oh, there you go. Like, maybe a variation of the battle rifle that has a grenade launcher instead, which fires brute shot-style grenades, which you can switch, like, a different grenade type. Cool idea.
Like flash
bangs. Oh, yeah, that'd be of course.
Nice. I'll bang your flash. Oh! I don't know. I've heard that joke on Rainbow Six three times. I don't even think it's funny. I think it's retarded.
Well, he also says, make our levels mean something. Like, maybe give us different skills to upgrade, a little more melee damage if you melee a lot. It might get a little complicated in the single player. And a silenced weapon of some kind, like SMG or pistol, so I can crouch walk and kill someone from a distance and nobody knows what's going on. Hey, look, it's Splinter Cell, Rainbow Six, Halo 3. You know, pretty soon we're getting into multiple games going on. But in any case, there are definitely some good, you know, suggestions in here that I think would be cool. Moving on along to a couple more here. Rogue Killer writes in who says, in Halo 3, I think the first level should start off in a submarine, where you have to run through corridors over broken pipes and flooded hallways till you reach the main bridge. The rest should be the earth-infested in Flood, and you have to fight both the Covenant and the Flood. In one level, they should put you in a longsword and fight against the Covenant in the sky above the ocean. The battle rifle in story mode... you should be able to switch it from semi-automatic to automatic. That's kind of a good idea, actually. In multiplayer custom games, you should be able to select players' ability to dual-wield weapons or not. Answering the tips about using controls to command teammates in story mode. It would be sick if you could do that. Then your Marines wouldn't do anything stupid. Kind of a good idea, actually. In the campaign mode for Delta Force, Black Hawk Down, you can use your mic to say stuff like, take the room and fire at will to your team. Kind of cool.
Like a command menu, like follow, suppress, you know, cover me.
Basically, except
it's
voice
like
activated.
That.
So you can actually just tell them right into your mic, which sounds pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that just complicates things too much. Who knows? Anyway, we also talked about that last episode or last week as far as the having a ability to command a troop kind of turns it into a whole different game. So anyway, just maybe making the AI smarter yet again on the Marines would be cool. So Nick writes in saying, okay, the only things he wants to see in Halo 3 are, number one, bots. I think that's, like, tops on everybody's list. Everybody wants to be able to play with bots so you can, you know, practice multiplayer, do whatever, or just fill in a game with more people. Secondary fire on weapons, like an Unreal Tournament. I don't like that much. I kind of think that just makes things unnecessarily complicated when you can just have secondary weapons. You know? Or maybe, you know, maybe having a grenade launcher or something like that, but something that where every weapon has a secondary fire, I thought was kind of... I just don't agree with. Remakes with some of the best maps of all time. Sidewinder, Zanzibar, and Lockout. Pretty cool. A longer campaign. Oh yeah, we all want that. Definitely. Because Halo 2 campaign, it almost runs out of replay value, you know? Less auto-aim, definitely. Take off a quarter of the sword's lunge distance and give it battery power like in the campaign. Definitely. Everybody wants the battery power back on that. More vehicles, maybe even a small air transport, and more air vehicles in general. Definitely. Maybe a new grenade and more weapons. I'm sure you'll get your wish on more weapons.
Sam Mayer writes in, he says, hey, I've hear and I've read all the people want for Halo 3. Disagree with some, but because of what they want. What makes the Halo series so good is the simplicity, guys. The simplicity. You know, stuff people want are all ruining the stuff. He wants Halo 3 to be simple. You know, confusing junk. Just a simple FPS. With good graphics. Painkiller 05 writes in, he said, I want it to be a grunt or a hunter. Well, since this is my last time here, I guess I'd like to share some of my wishes, you know, specifically. Because I think there's some that haven't been, you know, pointed out, like dynamic weather.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what about raining?
There you go.
You know, like, if like, Warthog would, like, slip and rain and stuff.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, that'd be... Or mud and stuff. Yeah, I think that'd be nice. I think, you know, like the peek out from like a side of a wall, like you go against a wall and like, you know, press X to hug the wall and like, you know, like peek out and sneak back in. You know,
that would be nice. I don't think that complicates things too much, and a lot of other games have that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Like, especially like the tactical espionage action games. I'd like to see like a command menu for you know, single player. And maybe if we had bots, that'd be nice. You know, like, you know, using the D-pad, you know? Like, you know, press left or, like, suppress, you know? You know, down is like, hold back, you know, right's cover me. Kind of like, you know, what it was on Counter-Strike for Xbox. You know, like, if you just have commands and they'd follow it for the bots. Driving a Pelican only for huge, huge maps. I don't think it should be able to, I don't think the Pelican needs any weapons, though. You know, just straight up transportation, because it's going to be good enough as it is, just be on the move. And the flags cannot be taken in the Pelican or something, you know, so you can't just be cheap like that. It's just a troop transport vehicle. And boats, maybe. You know, they actually had concept art for the boat, you know, with a gunner in the front of the boat, and, you know, a driver and three passengers, which would be really big, I guess. I don't know. An APC kind of thing, you know? Like a small tank. It's like a small armored car, you know, with the machine gunner positioned on top. I guess it'd be kind of good. The Jackal Shields. Maybe like, I'm trying to think. I think the Brutes and the Elites have like goo things they throw or something in videos. And I think if like these like traps and stuff they could use to like stick you there for like maybe 10 seconds or so you just have to shoot them. Maybe like mines or like proximity mines, remote mines, you know, sentry guns you could use from a remote position. Which that sounds, I guess, like it's a little too complex. Let's see what else? Like a combat knife, maybe? You know, because everyone runs faster with a knife.
This is true. Everybody knows that, man. I go running. I'm about to take a run right now.
Oh, and of course, I want bots, because sometimes either you can't get, you don't have a connection, or you don't want to play online, you just want to work on your game. So, maybe, like a, you know, live co-op, just to make everyone happy so they'd stop complaining. And quite possibly, you know, like adversary mode, you know, where everyone's like, which I think, you know, like, two people are elites, one person's the chief. The chief has to take out the elite, and once you take out the, like, well, it's kind of like Juggernaut, mm-hmm. pretty much. But, like, you're a different character whenever you're the person. You know, kind of like Perfect Dark-ish. Mm. I don't know. We have some, you know, we were asking everyone, what other games do you guys play? You know? Well, Trombonophone, that's it. You know, GrizzledGamers.com, you know, they have a good site. But we asked everyone, you know, if you were stranded on a desert island with nothing to play but an Xbox, and no Halo 2, zero Halo 2, zero Halo action, except for Halo 1, I think that's kind of a loophole we made. You know, but what would you play? And he said, well, I wouldn't have food, so I'd die quickly, I'd be out in the sun, you know, just not like gamers. He likes his darkness. Gets rid of the glare. But then again, wouldn't have TV. If you did, power outlet? Well, I have two, so I could plug the TV and the Xbox in. Why would I even have the Xbox on the island? Did I get sent back in time to the Stone Age? Why wouldn't he have a 360? It's better than his Xbox. Anyways, he says, depending on if that I had that, and live would really, you know, change what game I would play. But even if I had live, how would I plug in my modem? I have to do a third outlet to plug into my modem. You know, where's my computer? I always take my computer with me, but then I need a fourth outlet or a surge protector. But how would the outlet be grounded? You know, because he doesn't want to ruin the console, the TV, modem. You know, or maybe just bring his DS, the 10 dogs, and Animal Crossing. Send me your friend codes in your town. I'll come visit. Maybe, probably not. And Nick says, you know, he'd bring Burnout Revenge. Love the Burnout games. Star Wars Battlefront 2, you know, Fable.
Yeah.
The Lost Chapters of Fable, which I think is like 5 more minutes of gameplay, you know, so for a total of 3 hours and 5 minutes. Knights of the Old Republic 2, and Need for Speed Underground 2, you know. If you had a computer, you'd play StarCraft, Warcraft, World of Warcraft.
Roy. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, those are some cool games, though. I don't know. I've been playing some Phantom Dust lately and some other games. I don't know if I told you guys before, I'm like a big fan of Brothers in Arms now, Road to Hill 30. So, yeah, I totally dig that game, man. They do really well on being able to command a squad and be able to deal with that. Of course, the realism is just unmatched in that. It's so cool because you don't have a targeting reticle.
They're really good at being
in the middle
brothers.
Of your screen. You run around with your gun and basically just shoot. If you shoot from your hip, you're like super inaccurate. So pretty much you have to click on the right stick to bring your gun up and use the iron sights on your gun, and it lets you know sight with that. But the thing is, you walk slower. Your vision is surrounded by by looking through part of the iron sights, and it makes it a lot more realistic and still be able to either aim or run. So I think which is really cool. Anyway, but you know, other games Halo 2 fans play, so whatever. Moving on to some web resources, and we'll wrap this puppy up here.
It's about time we got some web resources.
We got one from Filthy Noob who says, you guys have to listen to GamersWithJobs.com podcast from there. They're pretty funny. I've checked some of that. It's pretty good stuff, man. Pretty cool. Also, Shardy sending this in, ctag.com. Yeah, I totally don't know why I didn't mention this before, but why we didn't, because, yeah, this is a great site. They're actually featured on the Xbox community on Xbox.com right now.
They're great.
Really awesome.
Love it.
It's a group you can join to get a page and get people to play with, and you can set up a blog and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So you guys check out ctag.com, ctag.com.
Good stuff. They're like the, I think they're good pals of, you know, Game Talk, with which they're good pals of us.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, it's all good.
The Two Cheat writes in saying, Next Gen Gamers has been added to the list of sponsors, and he wanted us to mention that on this episode. So, Next Gen Gamers, guys, it's, dude, it's like a long URL, though. It's, okay, s6.envisionfree.nextgengamers with the Z at the end. There you go. So, check it out. At Matswa says, I wanted to let you guys know about the site. It was on the front page of Bungie a few months ago, but we didn't mention it on a certain episode. He said the guy really put some effort into this with description and photoshopped images of weapons and vehicles, and he's talking about kind of a Halo 3 wish list vehicles and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Like, he drew a picture of the combat knife, like bots, a reigning Zanzibar, like stuff I was talking about. It's so
nice.
Cool. Like a Master Chief with a Jackal Shield. Just sweet stuff like that. It's Robert Valdez.
Nice, dude. Well, it's on stuffo.com, stuffo.com/halo-wish-list.htm. So check it out.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is a long show like last week.
Dang, dude.
Are you familiar with, the Chuck Norris is so tough, his tears cure cancer? Have you heard those stuff? You heard those jokes?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh. Well, we got this a long time ago, and I just totally forgot about it, and I put it in here. But Master Chief is so awesome. I never knew this, but Master Chief invented the noob combo. Did you know that?
Oh, good point.
These are totally true. Totally true. And, Master Chief once played checkers with Sam Fisher. I don't know, his game stinks. I can't remember the name. Yeah, whatever. It's a terrible game. But when he lost, he pulled out his sticky grenade. Master Chief won the game, even though he lost. Master Chief walked by a mirror and it says, "Nobody outstairs, Master Chief. Get a gun under bomb." Yeah, something like that, And he's still there today.
Wow.
Master Chief ended the never-ending story.
Dang.
I bet he also made the final Final Fantasy. I bet he did.
Hey, there you go.
Master Chief never cried, ever, even when he got modded. What's that? Master Chief never loses the game of Operation, especially when he's getting Adam's apple and or the bread basket.
Bread basket's tough, dude.
It's no wait. The funny bone's a tricky one.
Oh, that's true.
Dang it! No, it's the funny bone. The wishbone's pretty easy.
I don't know. I'm kind of rusty. I haven't played in a little bit.
Me neither. Oh man, I suck at that game. I was going for the water pail. Why does this guy have a bucket of water in his leg? My question.
I have a bucket of water in my leg. You don't?
I guess I'm weird. Master Chief wrote the pilot episode for the Weather Channel.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get that one, but okay.
I think he's kind of stolen this, because look. Because I got this email. Chuck Norris's kisses taste like candy. Candy and sticky grenade. I thought we were talking about
dude,
the Chief.
Yeah, dude, where'd Chuck
here?
Norris come in?
Chuck
Maybe
Norris.
Master Chief, is Chuck we Norris, if you take his helmet off. That would be awesome,
dude. Oh my god.
That'd be so great.
Master Chief was told by Dr. Phil once that he had anger management. Chief then proceeded to stick Dr. Phil in the face.
Oh! Wow. Phil is still recovering to this day, playing reruns.
In contrary to popular belief, Titanic was not sunk by an iceberg, but by a sticky grenade. Thanks to Master Chief. Yeah, it's pretty much intense.
So Master Chief is a official badass, which we all know. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the end of this extremely long show again. And just letting you guys know, you can send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments, among other things, to podtacular@gmail.com, or you can just go to podtacular.com, check out what we're looking for, submit your stuff, and we'll put on the show, man. Be pretty cool. If it's good. So.
Or if it's bad, then...
Hopefully we won't put it on the show. But you can also call our listener voicemail line at 206-888-HALO. And...
or it's 206-888-4256 for those of you who don't know how to use a phone.
Yeah, there's these little letters on it. It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice little, new thing added to technology.
Yeah, wonders of modern technology.
If you want to call in your goodbyes, gladly appreciate it.
All right, brother. Well, that brings us to the end. Stay tuned for next show's the Paul Tiger Tips Show, where we talk about Map of the Week Lockout, all kinds of different general tips, the random tip of the week, and just all kinds of Paul Tiger tip goodness. So until then, I'm Kumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
See you guys.
There's only one thing left to say.